You're listening to SBS News.
Under the scorching summer sun, the Australian Capital Territory's Climate Change Minister, Shane Rattenbury, strolls among the sweeping sea of 7,000 solar panels that are helping Canberra achieve something no other Australian state or territory has.
Well, this Madura Solar Farm is one of four here in the ACT that are part of powering the ACT to 100% renewable electricity. Going back about 6 or 7 years, the ACT government made the commitment to start moving to this renewable electricity system. And through that, we commissioned a series of reverse auctions that were about procuring the power supply we needed to equate to the ACT's annual consumption.
Here is how the system works. Less than 5% of the territory's electricity is actually generated within its borders. The rest is drawn from the national electricity market, which is overwhelmingly powered by non-renewable sources like coal and gas. So, for every dirty kilowatt of power the ACT uses, it pays to pump the same amount of clean, renewable energy back into the system. While 21% of those contributions are mandatory under the National Renewable Target, the remainder of those payments are made voluntarily by the ACT at a cost of around $5.50 per household per week. As a result, Shane Rattenbury says Canberra's emissions have dropped 40% on 1990 levels, and there is now a legislated target to be carbon neutral by 2045.
I think the national debate is driven a lot by ideology and belief rather than the basic facts. The ACT is proof positive that if you make the political decision and get onto it, you can actually get this done. We now know that renewables are the cheapest new form of power you can build into the system. The ACT has been able to achieve 100% renewable electricity while maintaining some of the lowest electricity prices in the country.
Charlie Prell is a fourth-generation grazier in the New South Wales town of Crookwell. His flock now shares the paddocks his family has farmed for more than a century with 28 wind turbines. The energy they generate offsets Canberra's non-renewable consumption, while the revenue from rent offsets Charlie's costs for coping with the drought.
It means the difference between me running a viable farm and me pretty much probably not being a farmer. We went through the millennium drought, 2004 roughly to 2009, with no wind turbines. And I had to sell land. I had nobody working for me. My wife and I suffered really serious mental health problems, depression, anxiety. I'm not saying we're not suffering, but we are solid mentally. The two people that work for me are both locals, and they're both ex-shearers, and their mental health is really rock solid because I've guaranteed them that their job is secure through this drought, however long it lasts. The only reason I can do any of or all of that is because I'm getting paid a passive income stream to host these wind turbines. That wind farm income is underpinning my farming operation.
But even in Canberra, where the Greens have held the balance of power for more than a decade, the question of large-scale investment in renewables is controversial. In order to meet its carbon neutral goal, the ACT government is transitioning its car, bus and even fire engine fleet to electric vehicles and will help transition natural gas customers to renewables. Elizabeth Lee is the opposition environment spokesperson.
We want to make sure that any transition to 100% renewable and to zero net emissions by 2045 is going to be sustainable. And that means sustainable economically and sustainable socially as well as environmentally.
Charlie Prell, who is also a member of Farmers for Climate Action, says he believes the ongoing bushfire crisis is a turning point in the divisive political debate about climate change.
I hope so. I really think we have. Because of the impact of the smoke on Sydney, it had to get to be personal for the urban population to realise that this is real. The only thing that's stopping the inevitable transition from fossil fuels to renewables is lack of will, particularly political will. We need to work out how we can make this transition, because the scientists have already told us that we have to make this transition, and other scientists and engineers have told us that it's all possible. All it needs is the will to do it. People need to get out of the way.
Brett Mason, SBS News.